I want to say hello to Pascal McKeown, who's a charity director with AGNI. Pascal, good morning.
Good morning.
The BBC need more money, and the possibility is that they're going to impose a TV licence on over 75s. Are they targeting all over 75s or just the well-heeled?
Well, their consultation paper outlines a number of options, one of which is, as you say, to target everyone, and others is to have variations, if you like, of that.
You see, I have a vision of an elderly friend who I know, who's 91, who sits at home, and there aren't many people who call to see her. And occasionally I go round, but I'm not round as often as I should. And she doesn't have many family, doesn't have many friends, but she loves the radio and the television. And she's getting it free of charge. Now, she's not too well. She's 91 and she is relatively lonely, but it's a darn good service that she's getting from the BBC. And, you know, the BBC feel that maybe she should put her hand in her pocket and help to pay the wages of these guys who are entertaining her. Do you think that's fair?
Well, we certainly want the BBC to appreciate, as you say, the very important role that TV plays in the lives of older people. It helps, as you say, people to connect to the world around them, to know what's going on, to be able to have conversations with neighbours or whenever you call in to see your friend. They're able to talk about what's going on. That's important and valuable to them. That might be about current affairs, might be about news, or it could be about what's happening on Strictly. It helps everyone feel part of the society that they live in, and they're able to contribute and participate in that. So we're very concerned that the BBC are proposing to remove or diminish the concessions that are available to people who are over 75 at the moment, and we really want them to take account of the damaging consequences of the decisions that they might make around this.
Which is most important? The very good service, and I say that again, the very good service provided by the BBC, or an elderly person being comfortable and not being worried about forking out whatever the licence fee costs, which is over 100 quid?
Well, I would hope that it wouldn't have to come to an either or situation. But I think, you know, one of the issues that the BBC has to think about is about being clear in its decision making, but it's also about public interest. And I think certainly it's in the public's interest that older people, particularly those who rely on TV as being their main form of company, and also for people who are lonely and isolated or spend time on their own for significant periods of time, that there is something, as I say, that they can take part in. They can text, you know, shows, just as you have talked referred to earlier. So I think it is about the public interest, and I think it's in the public interest that older people, and we're talking about people who are over 75, so you're more likely perhaps to have some health conditions, you're more likely perhaps to be poorer, that in fact that they should continue to get their TV licence free.
The last thing anyone wants to see would be job losses and people not being able to pay their mortgages. However, it could be argued that the BBC is top heavy with staff and the BBC are generous with their salaries. Do you not think it would be better, or do you think it would be better for the BBC to trim from within as opposed to targeting the elderly?
Well, I think that I probably don't have the detail that you have on internal BBC affairs, Frank, but I do think the BBC faces a dilemma. So it is about looking for innovative ways, if you like, through this, and to make sure that any decisions that are made by the BBC don't have such adverse impacts on one section of our population.
The reason I ask, we present programmes here on the radio, and indeed I've been a long time in television, and I've seen it from both sides, and I would say it wouldn't be unfair to suggest that for every member of staff there is in the commercial sector, which is ITV or U105 or other commercial radio stations that are very popular around the United Kingdom, for every member of staff there'd be in the commercial sector, there'd be at least three and maybe four people doing the same job in the BBC. If they were doing an outside broadcast for radio, they might have 10 staff. We can do that with two staff, three maximum. And you could also easily argue that the commercial sector is providing every bit as good a service as the BBC. So if they are now going to target the elderly to get the licence fee from them, it is to protect jobs that maybe are generously given out within the BBC. If, however, those jobs are lost, number one, people lose their income, and number two, the service may not be as good. So it's a thin line. It's a balancing act, isn't it?
It certainly is a balancing act, and I say there is a challenge there. But I think it's important to remember that the concession to over 75s was part of the funding settlement that the BBC received in 2015. So it was part of the agreement, if you like, and part of what BBC was allocated at the time. So I think it's important that they don't switch off or they don't come away from that obligation.
Yeah, the BBC do provide an excellent service, and we owe them a debt of gratitude for the excellent TV and radio that they provided. Let's make no mistake about that. Pascal, you're with AGNI, and I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Pascal McKeown, who is the charity director with AGNI.